It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. Good to have you in. Good to be talking sports in this April as we get it going, folks. I tell you, we're a week away from Holy Week, and I hope you're already planning, looking at your work schedule, and trying to get to Mass or to the services, whatever you can do on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Go to an Easter Vigil next week. Those Masses are amazing. Even if you don't know anyone that's going through the process, they're just amazing to be a part of it. It makes you very proud to be a Catholic. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. One of the best weeks in sports, I think. The Final Four is complete. We have a basketball champion. How about the women's side? Notre Dame, oh, so close. The Notre Dame women lost to Baylor by 1 point on Sunday night. And Notre Dame, what a great run. But they're runner-ups in the national tournament for the women's championship. And the Masters is underway. One of my favorite things of the year. This one's tough to be on Exodus 90 because we're not supposed to watch TV. And the Masters is into the final rounds. Of course, we record this show on Monday, so we're two rounds in the books, or two rounds are just getting started here as they play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Augusta. Who's going to win this thing this year? I think this is not necessarily way out on a limb, but if he gets a good start, if he is not out of it in the first couple days, if he's still hanging near the top of the leaderboard, I think this is the one Tiger Woods wins. I think Tiger Woods, if he can keep his driver in the fairway, I think Tiger Woods will be tough to beat at Augusta this week. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And we'll see. It's always an exciting weekend. It's also Palm Sunday this weekend. So get out there and enjoy yourself. Racing, IndyCar Alabama. Did you see that? Tacoma Sato, the last year's Indy 500 champion, got the victory in Alabama. He led 74 of 90 laps. So Sato looks like he's getting tuned up as the road to Indianapolis really takes on a new speed. Hey, don't forget, the Catholic Radio Indy Golf Outing is coming up on May 21st. We need people to get signed up and get ready so you can be there on May 21st at Ironwood Golf Club. It's in Fishers, and go to CatholicRadioIndy.org, or you can just call us here at the station, 317-870-8400, 317-870-8400, and get signed up. Get your team. Maybe you can't play, but you want to sponsor. All that is right there, so give us a call May 21st at Ironwood, the annual Catholic Radio Indy Golf Outing. Now, 2 days before that is a thing called Walking for Dreams Indianapolis. This is the 15th annual Family and Pet Walk, Sunday, May 19th, and it's downtown on the canal. And what we're asking you to do is to go on their website. I can't remember where it is. Let's see if I can find it. It is walkingfordreams.org. If you go on there and click on Teams, and then list your team as Catholic Radio Indy, then you'll help Catholic Radio Indy, and you'll get a good workout that day. So walkingfordreams.org, take part and be part of the Catholic Radio Indy team. Well, we're just getting started here today. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Bruce Seifers. I know you know Coach Seifers, longtime Ron Colley coach. Now he's 2 years into the executive director's role at the Catholic Youth Organization. Can you believe the CYO is 80 years old? We'll talk about that and much more with Coach Seifers after this short timeout.
Has the weather this winter been getting you down? Let us help you look toward warmer weather and sunshine. Mark your calendar for Tuesday, May 21st for the Catholic Radio Indy annual golf outing. This year, we're moving to a great new course, Ironwood Golf Club in Fishers. It's not too early to get your foursome together. You can register online at CatholicRadioIndy.org. We rely on generous underwriting as well. If you're interested in underwriting or being a hole sponsor, call Valerie at 317-870-8400.
You're listening to Catholic Sports Weekly. Thank you for tuning in here on Catholic Radio Indy. This show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. Go to their website at AAARoofingCompany.com. They are looking for workers. They need people to go to work. AAARoofingCompany.com and also the Elam Group. It's my pleasure to welcome back Bruce Seifers. Coach, I just call you Coach, but you're, of course, now the executive director of the CYO. How are you doing? Everything going well with you and yours?
Oh, Absolutely. Yes, it's always nice to see a little warmer temperatures outside and get outside and enjoy that outdoor weather. And so, yes, family's doing well. And Will, always good to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Coach. And CYO, of course, kind of wrapping up some of the stuff, but it's never done, is it? Right now, I mean, when I think CYO, me personally, just because of my family experience, it's football and basketball. But there's so much going on. What's going on right now? What's the season of CYO right now?
We at CYO, we really kind of have four seasons, I think. You know, we typically, high school, college, think of three seasons, winter, or fall, winter, and spring. Mm-hmm. And we kind of have a fall, kind of an early winter, late winter, and then spring. And we're just now heading into the early stages of our spring season. We have three opportunities for boys, three opportunities for girls in our spring sports. We have boys and girls soccer. We have boys and girls track and field. And then we have boys baseball and girls softball in the spring. So all of those are just getting underway, practice and so forth, and competitions are just firing up here. So getting ready to take advantage of hopefully this good weather.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Good weather and get out there and have some fun. And you and I were talking last week, and I didn't realize this is the 80th year of CYO. It was founded in 1939, and in that time, what, served like 2 million youth since 1939. That to me is incredible, that sort of, you know, there is some faith formation, a lot goes on in the CYO, but can you believe it? 80 years of CYO.
That is amazing. And, you know, you're right at 2 million youth. Obviously, that's estimated to some mm-hmm. degree. In the early years, CYO, you know, used to have socials for young people. They had dances, opportunities for young people to, you know, just kind of spend time together, and used to have one-act plays and bowling club and those kinds of things. So some of the events have changed, but I think the mission of CYO has certainly stayed the same, and that is to offer a variety of faith-based events for our young people across the Archdiocese.
Yeah.
And in today's world, each year we have about 16,000 young people across the Archdiocese that participate in athletics for us. We offer eight different sports for boys, eight different sports for girls. We have, again, it's about 16,000 kids taking advantage of that. We have about 6,000 kids who attend our CYO Camp Rancho Formosa down in Brown County each year, and then roughly another 2,000 involved in other enrichment activities. We offer choir and band competitions. We have chess club and science fair, and so a pretty good mix. You know, a lot of people think of CYO, they think of athletics, but we do have, again, the camp and other enrichment activities. And another thing a lot of people aren't aware of is we rely on close to 7,000 adult volunteers.
Wow.
Across the Archdiocese to help us pull all that off. But the best part of all, Will, I think, is it absolutely is faith-based. That's at the core of you know, everything we do.
Yeah. Talking with Bruce Seifers, Executive Director of the CYO. And, hey, do you play chess? I mean, if you were to walk into one of those chess clubs, could you hang with some of those kids, or would they knock you out pretty quick?
Oh, I think they'd knock me out real quick. I used to play, actually, when I was younger. I did play chess for a while. I think I maybe had an uncle or somebody who mm-hmm. who taught me to play, and I kind of knew what I was doing for a while, but it's been many years, really, since I've played. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when we hold the chess competition here at the CYO gymnasium, I like to walk around a little bit, and some of them are just really, really good. Yeah,
yeah.
I wouldn't stay in there. I wouldn't hang in there very long with most of them.
The science fair is something that's really good, too, and that gets a lot of kids involved, too, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And again, what I like about that is I believe that things are well-rounded. You know, part of, I think, God's intent for our young people is for them to be involved in a lot of different things. And so to have, you know, the academic component there, with the science fair, and again, it's unbelievable. I'm just always so impressed when I have a chance to see what these kids put together and the different displays and well thought out pieces. Just it's amazing, really. And yeah. So, you know, with the chess club and so forth, and then the other fine arts with choir and band, you know, to go along with the athletic activities and the camp. Just a lot of neat opportunities for kids.
Mm-hmm. Are camp registration going on now, and how would people get involved if they know someone, or maybe they want to do it, or maybe there's a grandparent listening here that wants their kid to get around some good Catholic formation in a camp setting? How do people get involved in the camp?
Actually, probably the easiest way would be to get on our website. It is cyoarchindy.org. And we have a link that you can get directly into the CYO camp website, and there's a pretty easy process, yeah. Really once you get on their website and getting registered and so forth. So yeah, I think that's probably the best way.
CYOarchindy.org. Hey, yes. Coach, 2 years now that you've been the executive director. Hard to believe it's been 2 years since you took over the reins from the legendary Ed Tender. What have really been your focus areas in those 2 years?
Great question. We really the two things I think is I was hired into the position, and as you say, those are legendary shoes to feel to fill, rather, with Ed Tender. Ed had been here over 30 years, close to 35 years, I think, as the executive director, and Ed's just an amazing guy, and has just done an unbelievable job of you know, getting CYO where it is today.
But now his golf game's a lot better.
I think he'd probably be happy to hear you say that. Yeah. What a great guy he is, and he's been so helpful to me. You know, learning the ropes. Mm-hmm. I stepped in almost 2 years ago, but the two primary focal points is through the interview process and so forth. It was made pretty clear that faith formation and sportsmanship, you know, really needed to be points of emphasis in the first couple of years. And I couldn't have agreed more. The faith formation, we very early on rewrote our mission statement. We wanted to make sure that reflected, faith development and our Catholic faith is at the core of everything we do in CYO. Kind of my motto is, for the last couple of years and will continue to be, that the number one job that we have here in CYO is very simply to help the young people we serve get to heaven. That's what we're doing, why we're doing what we're doing, and we wanted that to be stated in the mission statement. So we've created a couple of, I think, pretty neat opportunities here. We have partnered with a couple of organizations. Sports Leader is a national group that works with development of coaches. It's a Catholic organization, again, nationally known, that helps develop coaches into what I like to call transformational coaches. Mm-hmm. We also, CYO has been partnered for many years with Play Like a Champion Today, kind of a very similar. Both of those organizations do a great job of helping us with faith formation for our coaches first, to then, you know, share that, carry that on with the athletes. And then really thirdly, I have... each month I write a piece, and we've created a coach's toolbox on our website with very much the same thing, just pieces that coaches can use as reference points in working with young people. I say that no principal in the country would send their teachers into a classroom without tools to help them teach and do their job. You know, a textbook, workbooks, chalkboard, a teacher's desk, you know, all those things that are just basic fundamental pieces that you have to teach. And yet, with all the wonderful work that coaches do with young people, so many times there's not really those tools or really any type of training given to coaches. And you know, how to work with young people, and again, being that faith formation is our top priority, We want to give them those tools, you know, how to share the faith and help strengthen. Certainly we want kids to have fun and have success in whatever endeavor they're involved in, but we want also our coaches and those who work with our young people to share the faith, and that's, I think, the most important thing we can do. So
yeah, that's fantastic.
Held two coaches retreats to again, help in that faith formation for our coaches, because they're the ones that will pass that on to the kids.
Talking with Bruce Cyphers of the CYO, the executive director, and what we said before, it's the 80th year of CYO. And so now, after you look at your goals and things that you did, what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for the next 80 years of CYO?
Yeah, it's next 80 years. Obviously, things will evolve and so forth. Will, I would say that really, probably this is an answer that would be universal for most nonprofits, would be financial concerns. For us, we have an annual financial shortfall, unfortunately. Even with the big numbers that we serve, that there are in some parishes, there's declining enrollment in Catholic schools. That's something that has begun to happen here in the past decade or so, some of our Catholic schools are very strong enrollment wise. Others are beginning, especially in the lower grades, to fight dropping numbers somewhat. For our athletic activities, sports specialization, mm-hmm. I think there are fewer kids playing multiple sports today. With the travel leagues and the club sports, I think, sometimes those organizations convince parents that they're going to help their kids get college scholarships. I don't know how valid that is all the time, but anyway, I think, kids just aren't playing multiple sports as much as they used to. Some sports, and again, this is a national phenomenon, football numbers as far as participation are continuing to drop. A decade ago, in 2009, we were just looking at these numbers not long ago, we had right at 2,400 boys, young men, playing football for CYO, and in this last season we were just under 1,200.
Wow.
So that's
that's
a
half.
Drop of about, 50%, about 1,200 kids, young men, not playing football. And so, we have a couple of things we're working on to try to develop interest, especially with the youngest kids, our third and fourth grade kids, and we're excited about some of those things. But the sports specializations is decreasing numbers in certain sports.
So fundraising becomes a bigger issue for you guys. Now, I know maybe someone's listening that wants to help CYO. Again, CYOArchindy.org is a great place to start, or call you. I think the number at CYO is 317-632-9311. If people are listening and say, I'd like to help them, they need some money, what are you guys working on? What are some of the strategies you guys have or programs that you're going to implement to maybe help, offset some of that fundraising loss?
I would throw this in too, Will, that we have, over the last decade, have a noticeable decline in funding by a couple of major organizations, actually over $100,000 per year.
Wow.
Over the past decade, because of new guidelines for nonprofits, especially those with a religious affiliation. But as we're doing the numbers here, we've lost over $100,000 per year for the last decade. You multiply that out times 10 years, that's pretty substantial.
Yeah. So Catholics need to help Catholics, right? That's what we need to do here.
Absolutely.
Get people to step up. Yep.
At camp we have, I'll just throw this out and then I'll share with you a couple of ideas we have. We are trying to finance the inclusion program. We want to continue to help those with mental and physical special needs. However, in our inclusion program, for every special needs student that comes to camp, we try to create one-on-one, counselor to camper, and trying to finance that, and also assist families with financial need. It's just an ongoing struggle, and so we're trying to make an appeal to folks. We're facing about a $200,000 deficit each year, actually, and we had been blessed for many years, to very generous family, that very strong CYO supporters. His family member passed away a few years ago, created a very nice endowment, and we have been able to pay the difference, through that endowment. However, we've been cutting into the principal in recent years, and that endowment's not going to last here forever. And so, yeah, we've become just kind of created the mindset. We've got to become a lot more assertive in getting our story out there. And, for me, I've had to kind of change my mindset a little bit, too, that, I grew up in a family of 8 kids, and you learn if you want something to work, your tail end off and get it, earn it for yourself, So, we are want to make an appeal, I guess, to people, the thousands of families, hundreds of thousands of families, really, that CYO has served, would like to invite folks to partner with us to continue to provide these opportunities for youth. And so, those who make donations to organizations, whether it's through just the kindness of your heart or tax breaks or whatever that motivating factor is, we'd ask that you consider CYO. As we're approaching April 15th, obviously, for this given past year, it's too late. But as folks, as we head on through 2019, if you're making donations, we'd ask that you consider CYO and prayerfully, consider a gift to CYO. We also are creating a Thank a Coach program, and Will, to answer specifically your question there, where folks can make a donation to honor a former coach. It can That's be your third grade basketball coach or whatever, a seventh grade volleyball coach or whatever it might be. It could even be a high school, Catholic high school coach that made a difference in your life. But to make a donation to honor a former coach, we're inviting people to write a couple of sentences, kind of words of thanks to that coach. You can either sign your name or just send it anonymously, but again, just encourage folks to donate to honor a coach, and we'll put whatever words of thanks or to honor your coach on our website, and we're trying to get people involved in this. Frankly,
it's
Will,
a neat idea.
It's a concept that we have to develop, and we're not going to have it up and running here for another month or two. But yes, as you asked, I thought I'd throw that out there, and maybe we can talk about it more once we get it up and running.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's have you back on, and we'll talk more about that. But again, 317-632-9311 or cyoarchindy.org for people to step up and help. Coach, thank you so very much. We will talk soon. Let's talk again here soon whenever you get things running up about Thank a Coach. I know there's a lot of them out there.
It's always an honor to speak with you.
All right. That's Coach Bruce Cyphers, the CYO Executive Director. We're going to take a break back to close up this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Each and every week we've been doing a Exodus 90 update. I'm with two guys now from Our Lady of Grace, Peter Santerre.
Hello.
And also Norris Teeters.
Hello.
How are you doing with your Exodus 90? We're in week 12 now. This is indeed the home stretch. Are you doing okay with it?
Oh, there's still highs and low points that we have. I'm still not totally great with those cold showers every day.
Yeah, I think to a man, what I've heard from most people, the thing they're looking forward to most when this 90, on day 91, they're looking forward to a hot shower. Are you in that club?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Norris, what was probably toughest for you, besides the cold showers?
The amount of giving up, the amount of TV that I watched. I kind of fallen back during the NCAA tournament, but for the most part, I have given up a lot of TV. I don't come home every day and just sit right in front of the TV and sit there until it's time to go to bed. So, mm-hmm. That's been a challenge.
Now, Peter, I know your family, you guys went on spring break. You went south, you went somewhere nice and warm, and we'll pretend the weather was good the whole time you were down there. But how difficult was it to be on Exodus 90 with your family on a spring break? What kind of challenge was that?
Very challenging. There were, I think it was a little bit, maybe I relaxed a little bit too much on some of the altruisms. But, you know, the takeaway from Exodus 90 for me has been really just having a closer relationship with God and being more, having Him more present in my day more continuously than before.
What do you think you'll take from it as far as day 91? When you go forward, what will stick with you as to maybe the reason why it was all worth it for you?
The reason why it's all worth it is just the relationship with God, you know, to be able to continue with that, to be able to continue with the prayer and the study. I think those are the two things I want to take away from it.
Yeah, so you hope you kind of do so. I know for me, I hope I don't go back to eating as much sugar as I did. You know, I won't drink the Diet Cokes. I'm gonna stick with the water. And things like that I hope are important. Sure, the prayer life, I hope I still go to the tabernacle. I hope I remember to do that while I'm not on, you know, not looking at my phone every day and saying, oh, it's day 75, it's day 78, you know, whatever it is. You hope some of those things stick with you, right?
Oh, of course, yes, yes. It'll be challenging. I mean, a couple things I've done incredibly well at, kind of surprised myself, was, you know, I've cut out sports and even watching sports pages, and that's brought a lot of time back to my day. I kind of miss it. Mm-hmm. Part of me wants to give it up forever.
Could you have done this during NFL season when the Patriots are playing?
Probably not, because it was the tail end of the season, and
I could give up watching the Patriots play.
You could give up watching the Patriots?
Yeah, the Patriots. I could give up watching the Patriots, yeah.
What do you take when day 91 hits? What do you hope happens to Norris Teeters?
I think the prayer life, you know, setting apart certain times of the day to make sure I get my prayers in every day, and then also hopefully not watching as much TV, you know, just picking selective programs, not being a TV junkie and a couch potato.
Thank you, Norris, and thank you, Peter, and thanks to everyone who's taking part in Exodus 90. And we have 1 week left. Thank you for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly, and God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.